have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. Another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Jesus answered him, follow me. Let the dead bury their dead. The Gospel of the Lord. I've never been in Brazil, but Father Larry was in Brazil, as well as Father Antolini. They were in Brazil, working as missionaries. Father Antolini worked on the Amazon. This is what I've heard, though, that what the hunters do in the jungle, if they want to catch monkeys, is they put a post, a metal post, or a bamboo post, they pound that in, and then they get a coconut, and they perforate the coconut, and they empty the milk from the coconut, then they perforate the coconut with a hole about the size of a half dollar, then they put peanuts, or walnuts, or cashews, inside the coconut. So there's a certain aroma that can be smelled. And what happens is the monkeys come and they surround the post with the coconut. And they're jumping around and they're checking things out. And finally, one of them, the most daring of all the monkeys, places his paw inside the coconut, and he's got the nuts, and he's jumping and squealing, and the hunters come and they throw their net over the monkey. They got the monkey. Question: could the monkey have saved himself? Hello? What do you have to do? Hello? He just had to open up his little paw and relinquish those cashews or peanuts. Welcome to the Monkey Club of St. Peter Chanel. Have you ever heard of St. Ignatius and the Exercises? Have you ever heard of holy indifference? That's the gospel we heard yesterday, right? But now we've got it from Matthew. The story is good, and I use that when I'm giving the exercises, because the monkey could have saved himself. But he just had to open up his paw and to relinquish those nuts. What are you clinging to? What are you clinging to? That's a good question. What are you clinging to? Because if you're attached to something, you're never going to fly high in the spiritual life. It could be something small, something big, but unless we break that attachments, we're never going to fly high in our spiritual life. What would you prefer to be, a turtle or an eagle? A turtle or an eagle? You ever watch a turtle? A turtle walks very slowly, and the turtle hides. Hides in the shell. So he walks very slowly and is very shy. Welcome to the Turtle Club of St. Peter Chanel. We all have the turtle within us. But we're all called to fly high in the spiritual life. Did you ever hear of St. John of the Cross? Some of you have heard his name, but none of you have read the writings of John of the Cross. Eventually, you'll be exposed to John of the Cross, and some of you will read John of the Cross and understand him. One of the things he says is that a bird, if he wants to fly, the bird has a chain, or bird has a little thread, he still can't fly from the nest. A chain, but also a thread. So all of us are called not to be turtles. We're not called to be, we're called to be eagles. An eagle flies high. And of all the birds, where does the eagle place his nest? Not on the rooftop, on the top of the mountain, if you're a bird lover. not on your roof, but on the top of the mountain, symbolic of we're called to fly high in the spiritual life. Amen? And if you don't know your disordered attachment, give me 4 to 5 minutes and I'll find it for you. It's painful. I'll ask you some pointed questions. Yeah? Yeah? I'm a soul surgeon. I'm able to zoom in. That takes a lot of courage and a lot of humility to be able to come to terms with what is our major attachment, what's preventing us from flying high. So I'll give you a secret, something that will help you to arrive at that holy indifference. And it's love for Mary. We've got some Filipinos here, huh? Happy Feast Day. This is Our Lady of Perpetual Help. If you've ever been to the Philippines, you've forgotten about your heritage. So I have to teach a little bit about your heritage that you're forgot about, no? If you go to the Philippines to the Church of St. Alphonsus or Our Lady of Perpetual Help, ever been there in Manila? Jam-packed, right? Every Wednesday of the year, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, which is brought by the Redemptorist of St. Alphonsus. I'll teach a little bit about your heritage, okay? Now, I like language. What does perpetual mean? Partial? Temporal? Inadequate? Perpetual, what does it mean? I'm going to give you a little class on English vocabulary. What? It means forever? Mary wants to help us always. Amen? Mary wants to help us always. Always. 24/7. Mary was totally free. Mary was never attached to any person, place, or thing except her Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mary teaches us a total dependence upon God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And today we celebrate Saint Cyril of Alexandria. You know what he did? He defended the greatest privilege of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The greatest dogma. Which is Mary's divine maternity. He lived in the 4th century where this man, his name was Nestorius, he was a heretical bishop, was preaching that Mary was not the mother of God. So Saint Cyril duked it out. They called the Council of Ephesus where Mary lived. And the Council of Ephesus, they proclaimed Mary as the Theotokos. How's your Greek? The Theotokos. Theotokos, which means the God bearer, which means Mary's the mother of God. And so we have the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God. Pray for us sinners. So if we really want to have true freedom, the true freedom of the sons and daughters of God, consecrate yourself to Mary. This evening in Alhambra, I'm going to be having a consecration mass in the Church of St. Therese, which many people are going to be consecrating themselves for their whole life to Mary, the Immaculate Mary, and Our Lady of the Rosary. So may God bless us, and let's pray that today we will be transformed from turtles into eagles. Amen.